Not Your Power Couple, Ken and Carol Cook, are not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests or even our listeners. The information contained on this program or website is not medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement. We always encourage you to do your own research.
Hello, Collin County. This is Ken Cook with my wife, Carol.
Hello.
And this is Not Your Power Couple. And we're coming to you again this week with another candidate, Tommy Barry. He's running for Allen City Council, Place 2. And our normal disclaimer goes out the window, right, Carol, for this one?
Yes, it does. We are actually part of Tommy's campaign. We are thrilled to be here with him tonight. And man, we're really excited to endorse and support him for Allen City Council Place 2. He is going to be amazing.
Absolutely. So we're going to give a quick shout out. First of all, we have a new website. It's www.notyourpowercouple.com. And it was put together by a great company called Thumbbrand. And that's thumbbrand.com. Jonathan Kim and his folks over there whipped up that website in no time. And it's really really great. We love it. We want people to go there and check it out. And when we get this podcast out with Tommy, we want you guys to go there to check out our website and listen to the podcast. So now we will introduce our special guest.
All right, Tommy, tell us about yourself. Tell everyone else about yourself. We know you, clearly. But what do you want everyone else to know?
Well, howdy. And thank you, Ken and Carol, for hosting me today. And thank you for your support. I do want to congratulate you on your website and your podcast. It's an outstanding medium for people to obtain information about local politics. So thank you very much. Well, my bride, Holly, and I moved to Allen in 2004. And at the time, it was just a temporary thing. We were just thinking about where can we start a family. And we found a nice home in Allen. And drank the Kool-Aid, fell in love with the city, and here we are all these years later and raised our family here, and I'm really excited to continue to live in this great city.
It's awesome. It's awesome. So we'll dive right in here because you're a busy guy and we don't want to take up too much of your time. So in what ways have you served the community in Allen since you've moved here?
Well, I've been really fortunate and blessed to serve Allen in different ways. Just to get involved when you have a community as great as Allen, you want to find different ways to be a part of it, make it an exciting place for you to raise a family. So different ways I've been involved since moving here is a number of capacities, serving the youth as an ASA coach for different sports, whether it's football, baseball, soccer, scout leader. I've served scouts for a number of years and really enjoyed watching the next generation through that. I'm currently involved with the escadrille as a guard father and watching my daughter there.
Awesome.
A broader for the community, I've served on the Allen Community Emergency Response Team, which is an outstanding group that supports our Allen firefighters. And they had a group called the CARES COVID Team, and was very fortunate to help there. And more strategically, on some boards and commissions, I was very fortunate and blessed to be selected to serve on the Allen Community Development Corporation, also known as the Allen CDC. And I was very blessed and humbled to be tapped by fellow board members for 3 years in a row as their president. And then in 2021, the mayor and city council asked me to join the 12 other citizens for the Downtown Steering Committee. And again, I'm very fortunate to serve as the chair of the Downtown Steering Committee. So it's been a lot of fun finding different ways to get involved with Allen.
That's awesome.
Tell me what one area you think stands out that you've done that you're most proud of.
You know, there's so many neat things when I think back over the years of being involved at Allen. I think there's a lot of opportunities. And first of all, I want to encourage our fellow neighbors to get involved because there's so many great opportunities to serve the community. And there's no limits wherever your imagination is. I think, you know, the two things that quickly come to my mind are, one was when I was asked to start some scouting units at a church in Allen. And at first I was asked to start one, but I ended up establishing four of them. Because I wanted to make sure youth of different ages and sexes had an opportunity to participate. And now that was 11 years ago. And some of those scouts now are serving in the military, are in college, And so it's neat to watch the next generations to establish something like that, that will live a lot longer than I will, hopefully. And then similarly, on a similar note, was I think working as a team, leading a team to develop the Downtown Steering Committee, to develop the comprehensive plan, being a part of the Downtown Steering Committee. It was great. It was great reaching out, talking to our neighbors and finding out what they want and for downtown and handing that over and knowing that it was not my plan, but it was the community's plan. Mm-hmm. And again, it's going to be something that, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, we're going to see the fruits of that labor. And that's pretty exciting.
Right. That was one of the first times I'd seen you speak at city council. And it was very impressive, Carol and I both. That's when we knew, hey, if this guy runs for city council, we want to be on his team, because it was very impressive. It was very impressive.
The presentation was, it's like,
was amazing. So
it was very good. We were very impressed. And that's when we like, let's pay attention to this man. So.
Exactly.
Well, I was very, very fortunate to have a great team around me. I was very blessed. So thank you for your.
So you talked about being on CDC before, being the president. So just for the people out there that don't know, what is CDC, and can you explain it, what it is and what it does and what it has done for the city of Allen?
Absolutely. So a quick thumbnail is the CDC was established, again, the CDC in this case is the Community Development Corporation, was established back in 1996. And basically the voters, the Allen voters, said, we want an organization, a board of directors, to oversee how part of our sales tax money is spent. And basically, it's a quarter, half a sales tax. And right now, that translates into about $14 million a year. And what we do is we take input from citizens. Every March, we have a town hall and ask the citizens, what is it you guys want here? What would make you this a better place for you to live? And over the years, the CDC has funded pretty much all the trails, the main, both establishing and maintaining the trails, the parks, the recreation facilities. We also help with economic growth, bringing jobs to Allen. Mm-hmm. Things historically we've done is some of the signs that you see, street signs in Allen. And then more recently, we've got a dog park coming to Allen. Pretty exciting, right? If you own a dog.
The Barkyard.
Yeah. The Barkyard, exactly. Yes. So if you own a dog, that's coming. And that was, again, something that the CDC funded. So if you enjoy it, the chances are you're enjoying something that the CDC funded.
Right.
I think I heard you mention one time at one of the CDC meetings that I attended that you can't drive even a half mile in this town without seeing or touching or driving over something that the CDC has helped to fund.
I would argue that I don't think you can go 100 yards in Allen today, but definitely less than half a mile without seeing or touching something that the CDC at some point did not touch. It's a wonderful gem in our city, and it's every time we eat, we shop, we dine, anytime we buy something in Allen, it goes back into the city. It's a great investment.
But it's not just we citizens.
That's right.
It's everyone who travels to Allen to spend their money here for football games or hockey games or shopping at the Village at Allen.
That's
or
right.
A half cent on everything that's sold in Allen goes to the CDC.
That's so right. That's... When we bring our neighbors from Plano, McKinney, Frisco, Prosper, you know, the outlets, you know, we bring people in from Oklahoma to go shop at the outlets. Mm-hmm. That investment from outside the city, the good news is, stays in the city of Allen, and we get to reap the benefits of it. It's an outstanding investment.
Thank you, Oklahoma shoppers.
Exactly. Actually get some from California too.
So, sorry, I'm going to jump into the next question real quick because we got a little bit off kilter for me for a second. Can you explain what it means when you say you will listen to everyone, all citizens?
Absolutely. One of the joys of being involved in different facets of Allen is just enjoying the different perspectives that people have and the different skills, the talents, the experiences. Mm-hmm. I mean, like the two of you with your wonderful podcast, there's such wonderful individuals here. And never in all the years that I've served Allen has anybody ever cared where I lived or how I voted or what my background was. All they were was appreciative that I served, and they were appreciative that I listened to them. And I don't care whether you live in West Allen, North Allen, East Allen, South Allen. I don't care whether you vote a certain way. I don't care what your background is. I recognize fundamentally everyone, every community member is a human being and has value. And so we should just take a moment, stop and listen to what they have to say. I may not always agree with them. They may not always agree with me, but I at least owe them the respect to stop and listen attentively to what they're trying to communicate to me. And one of the things we witnessed through the Downtown Steering Committee is a diversity of views wasn't a bad thing, because I think we developed a much richer, comprehensive plan by reaching out and listening to people, different perspectives.
Right.
That's actually one of the things that Ken and I are passionate about is it's okay to disagree. You just have to be able to have a respectful conversation with someone else.
Yeah.
We gain so much by just listening and engaging and communicating.
And that's what we want to do with this podcast as we move on past this election is, you know, get different perspectives from people in Collin County, you know, like you'd said, you know, not really caring. I mean, you know, we're Republicans personally, and that's how we vote. But we also know that there are people that are, quote, across the aisle that have valid points that need to be able to come and speak and have their voices heard as well. So, and being involved with you and seeing how you're leading and out on the campaign trail, you know, inspiring us. And we're fairly certain you're inspire other people as we go along too, that, you know, you want to have those conversations and everybody's, you know, everybody's voice matters in Allen. So
it absolutely does. Thank you.
So what does having a safe community in Allen mean to you? And can you tell us what you mean by wanting to focus on a safe community?
Yeah, so we're very fortunate. I mean, Allen, the last several years, was recognized as one of the safest cities in Texas. And I think that's an important aspect. And many cities spend a lot of money and energy trying to get that kind of recognition. And I think it's important that we recognize we focus on prudent spending for our police and firefighters, our emergency responders. Again, as I said before, I'm on the emergency response team. I think one of the things I've come to appreciate both through my professional career, much less serving on CERT, is there are going to be bad days in the community. It can be a tornado comes through. It can be a pandemic comes through. Or, you know, I have a background with cybersecurity. You can, a city or can come under a cyber incident. And so not only do we need to be intentional about being proactive and protective, but we also need to be resilient. And so one of the things I really want to make sure in working with Chief Harvey and Chief Boyd is making sure we're resilient. So when those bad days happen, we do have a community that can continue to move forward on those days.
Excellent.
So, Tommy, we've heard you talk before about wanting to have a vibrant community in Allen. What does having a vibrant community look like to you?
Well, you know, when we right now look at Allen, it is a really exciting place to live. I mean, it has a heart, as I keep telling people, it has a heart bigger than the 27 square miles of it. There's so much excitement when you look at Allen. And part of it is it offers something for different people. You know, you can go ice skating if you want. You can go hit the bike trails. You can hit the senior rec center. There's a lot of different amenities that the individual can enjoy. You can go shopping. There's a lot of great things, but it didn't just happen overnight. Mm-hmm. And it takes strategic thinking. It takes intentional planning and execution. And Allen has done quite a bit of that over the years. Now we're finding ourselves in an interesting cross point, though. On one hand, we need to continue to focus on development and growth as we move to build out on 121. Mm-hmm. And that's our last frontier. We've got to get it right. There's no redoing it. There's no undo on that. And there's no additional land in Allen as far as that kind of. So we have to focus on land development still. We also have to, as we've talked about earlier, the downtown, we have to start looking at revitalizing. We have a really great opportunity with downtown. We've got a great comprehensive plan. So we need to start focusing on revitalizing downtown. But there's also other aspects of Allen in, you know, east of 75, streets, infrastructure, neighborhoods, shopping centers that have matured over time. And, you know, they used to be in their heyday, but they're no longer there. Right. And so I think we need to be intentional about not just looking at that new economic development and new economic growth, but we also are thinking about revitalization. Mm-hmm. And we started thinking about laying the foundation for the future, no pun intended there, because however we revitalize East Allen, at some point we're going to have to be focusing on revitalizing West Allen.
Right.
And there's already parts of West Allen that are older than other parts. And so we want to make sure we're doing it right. We're doing intentional, mm-hmm, and we're being strategic. So that way we continue to be the great city with a heart much bigger than the 27 square miles.
Right. Excellent. So we know that fiscal discipline and transparency are extremely important to you. Tell us how that looks for you as a council member if you get elected.
Yeah. So
when he gets elected.
Yeah. When you get elected.
Thank you. No. You know, one of the things I'm very fortunate to do is I work for an agency called the U.S. Government Accountability Office, the GAO, and we conduct oversight, nonpartisan, fact-based, objective audits for Congress. And I think it's really important that we understand that council, one of the jobs of council is we're to be stewards of taxpayer resources. When I was on the CDC, I was very much emphatic that, hey, This money doesn't belong to us. It belongs to us. We are stewards, or it belongs to the city and the citizens, and we are stewards of those taxpayer resources. Mm-hmm. And so we were very intentional about our strategic planning. And I think, you know, as I, look ahead, if elected to the city council, we have a strategic plan. That's good news. But, you know, I'm not sure how close we are at achieving our goals, our objectives. We've got 5 goals right now. I'm not sure how close we are. So I'd like to align our tax resources mm-hmm. to those goals, develop metrics. Transparency, I think, is really critical. Also, again, to give a shout out to the city, they have a financial plan statement. You can download it at cityofallen.org. It's audited by a private accounting firm. But the city has an opportunity to, I would say, improve the transparency. And one of the things I look forward to improving is that the state has a transparency awards program, and it recognizes that there's better or more effective ways to be transparent with taxpayer dollars. So I look forward to being, you know, fiscally disciplined, very prudent about taxpayer resources, being a steward, being transparent, and also holding people accountable to make sure we're achieving what we said we were going to achieve.
That's excellent. Well, Tommy, at this point, we're going to start wrapping it up. So would you like to share anything else, or especially want you to share your website and campaign info so people know where to go if they want to get involved, or, you know, block walk for you, or make a donation, please? That would be also very helpful. So why don't you tell us where people can find you?
Outstanding. Well, first of all, before I do that, I again want to acknowledge both of you for the success on Not Your Power Couple. I think this is an example of Allen citizens who have talent, have skills, knowledge, and experience. And I think if we can tap more into residents and community members like you guys, we'll find that the city of Allen will be better than it is today, just to recognize the beauty of individuals with great talent. So thank you both for doing that.
It is one of the things. I'm like, it's, you don't have to be a quote unquote power couple. Everybody has the opportunity. You have the power. If you vote, if you go to city council and CDC meetings EDC meetings and all the board
meetings, get involved.
You can get involved and get educated. Everybody can do that.
That's right. And it's neat because we are very blessed to be surrounded, have next door neighbors with wonderful skill sets. And I really encourage everybody to find a way to tap into it and take advantage of it. So again, kudos to both of you for doing that and encouraging others to do that. As far as my website, it's tommyforallen.com, but that's with the number 4. So TOMMY, the number 4, allen.com. And if you go on that website, you can learn more about me. You can learn more about my platform. Volunteer. I'm always looking for, you know, individuals who like a yard sign, would like to block walk, donate financial resources. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we've created on our website is a link for people to register. So if you've just moved to Allen and or you've never voted before, I highly encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity. You can register to vote by April 6th.
Yep.
And so you can reach that link through my website, again, at tommyforallen.com. And then it will also identify voting dates and locations. And voting starts April 24th. And, of course, Election Day is Saturday, May 6th. So,
all right.
Yes,
look forward to it.
All right. Well, thanks again, Tommy, for coming on. And we're just really, really grateful that you, wanted to let us help you in your campaign. And, you know, I think I was bothering you last summer, like, hey, you're going to run for city council? And you're like, well, I don't know about that. But when it finally happened, I was glad that you allowed me and Carol to be involved. So we're both very grateful for that.
Very excited.
And so with that being said, we're looking forward to a successful campaign for you. And this will be the end of another episode of Not Your Power Couple. We'll see y'all next time.